This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just one day now until Joe Biden is sworn in as President of the United States. President Trump will skip the inauguration and leave early tomorrow morning for his home in Florida. Defense officials say they have found no intelligence so far that would indicate an insider threat to the inauguration ceremonies. But Washington is locked down tight. Within hours of taking the oath of office, the president-elect will roll out an immigration bill that would give 11 million people living in this country without legal status a path to citizenship. The AP's Julie Walker.
Under Biden's legislation, those living in the U.S. as of January 1st without legal status would have a five-year path to a green card if they pass background checks, pay taxes, and fulfill other requirements. From there, it's a three-year path to naturalization. Dreamers, agricultural workers, and people under temporary protective status could qualify faster for green cards if they're working in school or meet other requirements.
The Senate begins considering President-elect Biden's nominees for cabinet positions, including Janet Yellen, his nominee for Treasury Secretary.
In her remarks prepared for a Tuesday confirmation hearing before the Senate Finance Committee, former Fed Chair Janet Yellen will ask the new Congress to do more to fight a deep pandemic-induced recession. Other cabinet nominees who will address Senate committees are Alejandro Mayorkas for Homeland Security Secretary, Secretary of State nominee Antony Blinken, Avril Haines as Director of National Intelligence, and Lloyd Austin, a recently retired Army general who would need a congressional waiver to be confirmed as Secretary of Defense. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Experts say both China and the World Health Organization should have acted faster to prevent the coronavirus pandemic. This is AP News. Some in California who've gotten the COVID-19 vaccine felt sick. One particular lot of the Moderna vaccine is being looked at. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has this and a health expert's advice.
California state epidemiologist says the state should halt the use of a lot of coronavirus vaccines after some people received medical treatment for possible severe allergic reactions. Dr. Erica Pan recommends a halt to vaccinations using lot 41L20A of the Moderna vaccine until an investigation of the possible allergic reactions is completed. Fewer than 10 people who all received the vaccine at the same community site required medical attention over a 24-hour period. On Monday, California became the first state to record 3 million cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic began early last year. I'm Mike Gracia.
The virus has killed almost 400,000 people in this country. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.